thankful that you love a heart like mine.
God's Word, the Bible, contains hidden treasures just waiting to be discovered. Treasures of truth that'll help us in our day-to-day lives. Listen to Forsha Ross now as she unlocks these hidden treasures with practical keys of understanding that'll empower you to live a more abundant life.
Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4. I believe regret is one of the most insidious effects of sin. Regret means a feeling of sorrow for a fault or wrongdoing. It's okay to feel regret, but it's not okay to live in it. When we live in regret, it then becomes crippling. It keeps us from reaching our full potential. In the verse I just quoted, Jesus not only bore our sorrows for us, but he carried them away from us when we believe what he has done in his death, burial, and resurrection. You see, living in regret stems from the belief that because you have missed the mark, so to speak, there is no hope of sharing in the prize. There is no hope of being able to start over. You live in what could have been. But this is a lie. This is not so. God did not send Jesus for the ones who always get it right, but he sent him to those who need a physician. What do physicians do? They try to bring the body back to a former or normal balance condition, right? Is Jesus the great physician? Yes, he is. Is he the ultimate physician? You better believe it. Not just of the body, but of the soul too. Yes, he is. Amen. But I also have good news for you. God wants to restore you for a purpose. God not only restores you, but he takes care of you. He maintains what he creates. See, you have a special work to do for God. You have been handpicked by him. He knew what he was getting when he chose you. He is not surprised by you or your past. Yes, consequences come from our missing the mark. Some consequences we will have to live with for the rest of our lives. But even in that, God has an answer. He also had in mind a plan of good works that we are going to be involved in. Because of our past mistakes or our own present situations, we can be unaware that God sees beyond these things and is busy working them out to fit into a plan and purpose. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." All the bad stuff, all the wrong choices, all the wasted years, God can weave them into a beautiful handiwork of purpose. How? I don't know exactly how he is going to do it in your life, but nevertheless, he promises to do this. I know he has done it in mine, and he can do it in yours. I don't know how he is going to do this in your life, but he will. This is his promise. He knows how to do it. He is God. He just wants you to believe it. He wants you to look for it. He wants you to expect it. Pray this with me. God, I have made a mess of my life, and I don't know how to fix it. In fact, I can't, and I am tired of trying. Please come into my life. Take the weight of all that I have done wrong from me and cleanse me. I want to be free of all the burdens I have been carrying. I want to experience peace. I ask you to work these things out in my life together for good and show me your purpose for me. I also ask you to heal me of any physical and mental problems that may have been caused by sin. Amen.
Hi.
This is Portia Ross of Portia Ross Ministries, where healing the heart, renewing the mind, and empowering the spirit takes place. Thank you for listening to my Hidden Treasures radio program. For more information, visit my website at portiaross.org or check out my Facebook page at Portia Ross Ministries. Write me at Portia Ross Ministries, P.O. Box 717, Glendale, Rhode Island, 02826. Or call us at 1-800-533-8854 in the USA and Canada. I'd love to hear from you.